There was a shepherd who was looking after his sheep on a deserted road when all of a sudden the guy comes driving up in a big Porsche and screeches to a halt. He gets out and he goes to the fence and yells over to the shepherd, "Hey shepherd, if I could tell you how many sheep you have, would you give me one of them?" The shepherd was kind of startled and said, "Well, okay." So the guy wearing an Armani suit and a Versace tie and fancy shoes and designer sunglasses got out his laptop and connected to the satellite internet, and he then got out his global positioning satellite receiver. Then he got some logarithms out and other things related to that, and then he turned on his mini printer and printed out a report. And so he said to the shepherd, "You have exactly 1,825 sheep." And the shepherd was amazed. He said, "Well, that's right. I guess you can go ahead and take one of the sheep." So the guy climbed over the fence and got one of the animals and came and put it in his car. And before he took off, the shepherd asked him, "Would you mind if I could tell you what you do, would you give me my animal back?" And the guy said, "Well, sure, I guess so." And so the shepherd said, "You're an IT guy, right?" And the guy said, "How'd you know that?" "Well," I said, "very easy. First, you came here without being called. Secondly, you charged me a fee to tell me something I already knew. And third, you don't understand anything about my business. May I please have my dog back?" Well, I want to talk about shepherds today. Most of us probably don't know all that much about shepherds, and we certainly don't know all that much about shepherds back in biblical days. And I'd like us to focus on shepherds today, not just to understand more about them, but also to kind of see if there's some things we can learn from the idea of a shepherd. Turn, if you will, your Bibles to our psalm for today, Psalm 23. That's on page 859, Psalm 23. And this is a different version than the one we read from just a moment ago. And I think it's important to kind of get a little different perspective on this particular psalm by looking at a different translation. So as we look at Psalm 23 today, we really know this psalm in the traditional fashion. Many of you do, at least by heart, and yet I wonder if we really thought about some of the deeper implications of this particular psalm. So it begins in the first verse by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd's job was to take care of the sheep, to make sure that they were watched over. He made sure that they were fed and watered sufficiently. The shepherd would make sure that they were protected from predators. So in a sense, Jesus is our good shepherd, and he does the same for us. He says that he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. They know his voice, and they follow him. In John chapter 10, Jesus says this, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than them all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Our good shepherd takes care of us and also will take us to have eternal life with him one day. Jesus takes care of our souls, our spirits, and protects them from Satan, the enemy of our souls. The Lord is my shepherd. Then he goes on to say in the psalm, I lack nothing. The familiar verse says, I shall want nothing. Jesus is our good shepherd, and he provides us for what we need spiritually, but also helps working with us to provide for us what we need physically as well. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." If we have a relationship with the good shepherd, and the promise is that we will have what we need in order to do what he wants us to do. that our souls will be satisfied as we put our trust in Him to provide for all of our needs. Then it says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Sheep will not lie down unless there are four requirements that are met. The first requirement is that they be free from fear. And so in order to be free from fear, they have to make sure there's nothing that would cause them any fear or anxiety, and then they'll be willing to lay down. Secondly, because of the social behavior within the flock, there has to be sheep that are not in friction with each other. They're free from friction with one another in order to feel free enough to lie down. Third, if tormented by flies or parasites, they will not lie down. And so in order for them to be able to lie down peacefully, they have to be free from these pests of one kind or another. And lastly, sheep will not lie down as long as they feel the need for food. If they are hungry at all, then they won't take time to lie down. It's generally known that sheep are so timid and easily panicked that if a jackrabbit, for example, jumps out from behind a bush, that would send the flock in a stampede. Certainly nothing reassures and quiets the sheep like the presence of the shepherd. Their protector puts them at ease. Jesus promises to be with us always. He promises that He will be there to help us, and He can reassure us and quiet us when we are feeling worried or panicked. We know that He will protect our souls. We also know that He will help us through every difficulty that we face. Jesus can also help us keep us, His sheep, at peace with one another. As He is the center of our lives, then we begin to focus more on the interests and concerns of our brothers and sisters instead of so much upon ourselves. Jesus can also help us when we face small irritations in life. There can be annoyances that happen to us, and He wants to be there to help us through those little annoyances that can drive us crazy, those things that can just bug us to death. The Holy Spirit can bring us comfort, healing, and relief from the harsh and abrasive aspects of life. When I turn to Him and lift up my problems to Him, telling Him what I need, what the concerns I have in my life, then I really am turning to Him, asking for His help to get me through whatever situation I'm in or to help in whatever need I might have. He comes to assist when I do that. And that's what Paul is talking about in our lesson from Philippians today. Let me remind you what he said. He said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So we are to lift up our requests to Him and trust in Him to help us in that for which we're asking. And as we do that, then He promises that peace will come over our hearts and our minds and keep them quiet during the difficult times in our lives. And finally, to produce the conditions necessary for sheep to lie down, there must be freedom from fear of hunger. Most of the country in which sheep lived in Bible times were more barren and rocky and not lush green pastures. Sometimes the shepherds would even have to kind of try to plant grass and stuff for them to eat. But our good shepherd works to clear out our life of the rocks of stony unbelief. He tries to tear out the roots of bitterness. He attempts to break up the hard, proud human heart that can be so much like sun-dried clay. He then sows the seed of His own precious word into our lives. He feeds us with His word so that if given half a chance to grow, it will produce rich crops of righteousness and peace. Our good shepherd wishes to see us, His sheep, satisfied and well fed. Then the next part of the psalm says, "He leads me beside quiet waters," or "He leads me beside still waters." Many times the shepherd would move his sheep to a place near a river or a lake because there might be more fertile grazing areas in that region. And so as he would lead them to those particular lands, those would be bodies that would be containing still water. Although sheep thrive in dry, semi-arid country, they still need water. The shepherd knows where the good drinking spots are. When sheep become thirsty, they get restless and often wander off to try to find water on their own. We Christians need the water of the Holy Spirit to quench our spiritual thirst. Sometimes we go seeking fulfillment of the spiritual thirst by seeking material or experiential pleasures. While these things may help us from time to time, we always get thirsty again. Look at David. David, who wrote this psalm, had everything. He had everything he needed. And yet he tried to quench his physical thirst by going to be with Bathsheba. And we know what happened to him after that. Sheep normally don't like to drink from fast flowing water. Again, because they're a bit skittish in nature. Apply this to our life. Could it be that God desires us to come to the still waters of his presence and to be with him through prayer? We can relax and feel at peace in the presence of Jesus with the still waters of the Holy Spirit. When we're at peace with God, our souls are refreshed. Then it says, he guides me along right paths for his name's sake. The good shepherd guides his sheep to where they need to be. The Holy Spirit helps us to walk in obedience to Christ's commands. Verse 4 of Psalm 23 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we all eventually are going to die. That's a reality. And so the promise is that we're going to be going through difficult times as death approaches us. But the promise is that the Good Shepherd will be there with us. He promises to take us to greener pastures and to the still waters of heaven. It says, therefore I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. David bases his description on his own experience as a shepherd, knowing that the shepherds had two main tools that they carried with them. One was a rod and one was a staff. Now the rod was used in order to protect the sheep from any predators that might come along, any wild animals. They would use the pointy end of that rod to chase away any animals that might think that they were going to get a free meal from these defenseless sheep. And so David uses this as an image of the Lord's strength and protection. And then he talks about the staff. The staff is that which symbolizes the Lord's protection and guidance and loving kindness. The staff was a long, slender stick, often with a hook at the end of it. If you've ever seen a bishop coming into a church, the bishop carries what's called a crozier, which is a shepherd's staff that is a reminder that he is the shepherd of the diocese. And so as the shepherd would have this crozier, this crooked staff, that he would use that to help guide the sheep and also to pull them out of precarious predicaments they got themselves into. We read about that, for example, in Matthew's Gospel, where a shepherd had to go out and rescue a sheep that was caught in a ravine. And so as the shepherd would use this crook in the staff to guide his sheep and to help his sheep back to safety, David really is referring to this staff as God's way of guiding us and his loving kindness toward us. The good shepherd protects us from all the assaults of the enemy that would seek to take away our faith and destroy our souls. He guides us and often gets us out of precarious positions. Now these are just some of the aspects of shepherd that you might not have thought much about, but it really doesn't mean a whole lot to somebody who really doesn't know something in particular. And that's described in a story I'd like to share with you about a very famous actor. And this actor was on stage entertaining the audience, and he stopped his performance and he asked the audience, is there a poem that you would like me to perform for you? And so there was a hush in the audience. Nobody said anything until a clergyman stood up, an old clergyman, and he said, can you recite the 23rd Psalm? Well, it just so happened that this actor had memorized the 23rd Psalm as a kid in church. And so he said, sure, I'll do that. So he got up, and with all the eloquence and all the skill of his acting training, he recited the 23rd Psalm. When he was finished, the audience stood up and applauded for a long time. And then as they were sitting back down, they noticed that the old clergyman was coming up onto the stage. And he said to the actor, "Would you mind if I recited Psalm 23? And the actor said, "Well, okay." And so the clergyman began to recite Psalm 23. When he had finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And the actor turned to the clergyman and he said, "I recited Psalm 23, and the people stood up and applauded. But when you recited it, they were moved to their very core, their very souls. Why was that?" And the clergyman said, "Well, sir, you know the psalm, but I know the shepherd. The Psalm 23 won't make a whole lot of sense to people that don't know the shepherd. The idea of the Lord being our shepherd doesn't mean much to anyone if they don't know the Lord. And certainly, if we come to know Christ, then we come to know Him as our good shepherd. But there may be some who kind of wandered away like a lost sheep from the shepherd and need to come back. Maybe the Lord is calling you back today to come back into the fold, if you will, back into that relationship with Him. Now, there may be others of us who are in that relationship with the good shepherd, but really, if we look at ourselves, we might say, you know, I'm not really as close to the shepherd as I'd like to be. The good news is we can return again and get that closeness back as we continue on with our service, as we go into communion and things like that. The Lord is desiring to draw us closer to Him so that He can truly guide us and provide for us in all the ways that we need. Let us pray. Father, we thank You that You have given us Jesus Christ as our good shepherd. And Lord, that He desires for our well-being. He desires for us to be not only protected, but also well-fed. He promises to be with us no matter what the hardship we may face. He promises to help lead us and guide us ultimately to the still waters of heaven, to the greener pastures of eternal life. Lord, we thank You and praise You that You have given us the good shepherd. We rejoice in the Lord always today. In His name we pray. Amen.